B-Pod Studios.
That's a wrap.
The Wrap Party Podcast with Manny and Loren.
All right, everybody. It's a Wrap Party Podcast. We are here, and we're going to pick up on a conversation that we had at the end of the show today, which is tipping. And we got into the conversation where if you're at a carryout counter and it says, would you like to add a tip? And that could be anywhere, Subway, a local pizza place, you know, an Asian food place. Mm-hmm. It says, would you like to add a tip?
Yes.
And if you say no, can they see it on the other side? And more importantly, if you say yes and you want to tip up like 25%, do you get the credit for that?
Right.
You will at the end of the night, but do they know immediately? Mm-hmm. That's the question. And we're finding out that basically it's on a case-by-case basis. Now, Loren has a side business, and we're talking about her and tipping.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Well, so I've just realized that, like, people in the industry that I'm in don't tip. Like, I didn't realize that because... So when I first started out, my prices were based on the fact that I was just starting out, and they were a lot lower than the majority of people in town because... Obviously, I didn't have the professional experience, even though I had been doing it for years and years and years. So you kind of like, you know, baby step up to getting closer to their
right.
prices. But my prices are still really reasonable if you call around and put my quotes up to anybody else's.
Was this a commercial?
No, it's not. But my point in saying that was I was pricing myself too low in thinking that I would get tipped on top of that. And people are not tipping.
No, I got you. Yeah.
So I had to raise my prices a little bit and add a service fee in there if I'm delivering anything. If it's a, you know, grab and go, because I don't have to do anything other than make the thing. But as far as... actually getting in my car, delivering, installing, and everything else, people were not, they weren't giving you anything else. And my, what I was charging for like a custom job didn't include an install fee because I thought I was going to get tipped on top of it. But when I realized after 30 jobs that no one was tipping in that industry, I was like, I have to add the 20% service fee to make sure that my nut is covered. And then I'm making something
right,
on the job.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it just sucks.
So, I mean, we've had this conversation 100 times about who should get tipped, who shouldn't get tipped. And it's like, if you have the means, just tip up. If
mm-hmm.
Now, the tipping is different than the rounding up.
I agree.
The tipping, you know, goes to the employees who work there. And I like what our friend Alejandro, who owns the restaurant group that owns... It's the Five Group.
I think
Fifth and Union or something, right?
Yeah, but they have a bunch of restaurants,
right? And La Belle Helene. Mm-hmm. What they do is they have an additional spot to tip not only your waiter or mm-hmm. waitress, but also to tip the service staff, chefs,
yes, kitchen staff,
yeah.
Which is really nice,
and gals, yeah.
And I think. Just offering that spot, I think that their employee salary went up a really, really good amount.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I read that somewhere.
All right. So the Oscars are this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And let's have a look, Loren, because we did this when the nominations came out. But let's remind everybody about the pictures, as they call them in Hollywood, mm-hmm. that will be nominated this year. I had the list, and now I'm losing the list. Let's see. Where is it? Will you watch? Like, my wife and I are excited. We're going to make a meal.
Probably not.
No?
It's just award shows are at such a bad time of day in my house that... I am so busy with dinner and bedtime routines and everything at that point in my day. I don't get to sit down. 2 nights ago, I watched Inside Edition, and it was the first time in months, in months, I had turned on my cable box.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at you. How Jimmy Kimmel's hosting.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say 8:02 he comes out on stage. How quickly does he talk about Will Smith and Chris Rock?
Oh, because of last year?
I say it's his first joke.
Yeah,
just to get it out of the way.
Mm-hmm. Within the first 5, for sure.
Does he walk out with security guards to say that they're there to protect him?
That's funny.
in case anybody decides to slap me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. It is the first joke of the night. You're right.
Yeah, I wonder. I if I was writing for Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
I think I would do something like that. Anyway, this year's favorite seems to be A24 smash hit Everything Everywhere All at Once, which leads all films with 11 nominations. That's the guy who was in The Goonies.
Yeah, I watched the trailer for it, and I'm like, this thing is like all over the place, and I don't know that I would have the stamina to watch it.
Didn't you feel the same way about White Lotus, though?
No.
With the trailer?
No, like Everything Everywhere All at Once seems like just that. Like it's too like spastic for me.
Mm-hmm.
Where White Lotus, there are a lot of characters and you have to follow it.
Oh, sorry, I'm going to our YouTube live.
But it moved at a pace where I could still follow it. It wasn't jumpy.
Okay. So let's see. All Quiet on the Western Front and the Banshees.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Of Insurin are also expected to be big winners.
Nothing I've ever heard of.
The other major storyline this year, acting nominees, Kate Blanchett picked up another nod for Tar, perhaps her stiffest competition. Michelle Yeoh is nominated for the first time. All nominees for Best Actor have their first nomination. And Brandon Fraser and Ki Ho Kwan are sentimental comeback favorites.
Okay.
So the best picture.
What is Brandon Fraser in for?
He's in for Whale.
Oh, right.
Where
right,
he put
right.
on a uh-huh. ton of weight.
Yeah.
Best picture is All Quiet on the Western Front, which is Netflix.
Did you see that
no,
movie?
Uh-uh.
No. I haven't seen anything.
Avatar, Way of the Water, which won't win. The Banshees of Inisherin, that probably won't win. Elvis, I don't know if Elvis has a shot. And by the way, who plays the actor? Who's the actor that plays Elvis?
Oh, Top Gun Maverick's in there too.
Austin Butler. Thank you, Nicole. I heard Austin Butler is having a hard time breaking the Elvis accent.
Character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Fabelmans, Top Gun Maverick, Triangle of Sadness, and Women Talking. So the Austin Butler is up for the leading role. Colin Farrell, Brendan Fraser, Bill Nye, not the Bill Nye, the science guy.
Not to be confused with.
We already went through the actors. Steven Spielberg's up for the Fabelmans. Imagine if he wins it again. That'd be awesome. and that's it. Those are the big ones, and I'm never awake for those, by the way.
Yeah. But didn't Avatar, I know you said Avatar won't win, but didn't it win the first time around?
In the Golden Globes?
No. The first Avatars, I feel like at the Oscars,
did
really well.
Best movie?
Best picture.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's like the same thing,
I think it
has to do with...
But here's the shit. I'm never awake for that. Like the year where they fucked up the ending, which was awesome. It was remember that? They announced the wrong movie won?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was a Miss Universe moment.
What's his face? Ah, I could see it. Oh, the old actor. Clint Eastwood.
Yep.
Wasn't it Clint Eastwood
Maybe.
Who announced the wrong movie had won?
I got to go back and watch that.
And all that good stuff happens, and I wake up the next morning, and I have to go through and, you know, see what happened, because I'm awake for, my wife and I are going to do a whole dinner thing.
The early stuff.
Yeah, actress, best supporting actor.
Yeah.
You know, best writing. Top Gun's up for that. Writing original screenplay. Yeah, music. Will Rihanna win an Oscar this year? Will Lady Gaga win for Hold My Hand? From Top Gun Maverick.
Mm.
By the way,
I thought Top Gun Maverick's music was really good.
I know. Shouldn't
I know? I'm just a big fan of the movie in general.
Shouldn't
but...
One Republic be up for that?
The
with the football scene. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right
That's
now,
my favorite scene.
Yeah. Dean loves that scene too. So The Oscars are Sunday night. What are you guys doing? Are you guys going to be doing a little dinner, dressing up? I know some people that actually dress up for it.
I know that everybody used to dress up. There used to be Oscar parties. Like, it used to be where it was a really celebrated night. And now I just feel like everybody has moved on. And I hate
Nicole
that.
Nicole will even have her TV plugged in by then. She's moving Saturday night. Will you be able to watch on Sunday? I guess on a computer or something.
That's just not an award show I would watch.
Really?
I've never watched it.
The Oscars is a little stuffy, Manny.
Not last year. Will Smith and Chris Rock lit it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no one watched that live. Everyone heard about that because it made news.
I don't know. Amanda and I love it. Amanda and I love all the award shows.
I think award shows are so out. Like, I don't think...
They're just dated.
Yeah, I think they're just so outdated and people just don't care the way they used to.
But there's never anything in there that people have actually seen, or like, there's such artsy movies that you're like, and I like artsy movies.
But even like for the music stuff, like the people, the performances, people don't care who wins something, you know, like, unless you're part of like a fandom, like,
true.
You can listen the next day and be like, oh sweet, Taylor Swift won 6 awards. Awesome. Like, no one's waiting. But, like, I have to know if this person wins this right now.
But hold on a second. That's true. But you're there for other things, too. Like, Amanda will start watching the red carpet for the fashion. She loves that.
I don't know anybody who does that other than her and Lauren used to. But even you, I don't even think you do that anymore.
Oh, really?
Like, you'll look at pictures.
Oh, yeah. Amanda will. Like, Amanda will be on the TV, Oscars at 5
she's
p.m.
She's also in the fashion industry.
Also, your kids are a little bit older than mine. Like, I am still in the thick of it now. It is so hard.
Are you going to get back into it then when they get older?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. But I would rather watch a red carpet than the actual award show.
Yeah, I like the red carpet because I like the questions. You know me.
I'll just follow E! News.
No, you could, absolutely.
Yeah.
But we don't also watch it with a rooting interest. Like, I'm not there, like, holding my fingers that Top Gun Maverick wins. I like to hear the acceptance speech when they get played off. It's fantastic. How will Jimmy Kimmel do? I'm interested in that.
I don't know. If something's funny, it'll be on YouTube.
Yeah, or
same with performances. I used to watch like the Grammys and the MTV Music Awards for the performances, but the way that they do them now is they know that that's all people watch for, so they space them out with like X amount of people that no one cares about in between, to where now the next day I'll just go online and watch the performances on YouTube. I mean, they literally upload them as day of. So no need to watch live.
I'm surprised at you. For somebody who enjoys watching, you know, this is like, you kind of enjoy the celebrity aspect of it. And
I don't, though. Like, I like the music, but I don't care about what they're wearing.
I know you don't care
what
they're wearing.
Have to say.
I know you don't care what they're wearing. I would figure you would care about what they have to say. Like, the one year that Leo DiCaprio came up, and he's like, we need to,
his
like,
cow
everybody,
thing.
Everybody, yeah, like, yeah. Somebody had a cow thing.
That was,
no, he was the indigenous people of Alaska.
Yeah, no, the cow thing was Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah. I don't know. And I know a lot of people are like, I don't want to watch that. Like, that's why I don't watch it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. My wife and I are into it. In fact, she texted me. She goes, what are we going to put on the menu for our Oscar night?
That's cute that you guys do that stuff.
And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe pasta. Maybe lasagna. I don't know if I want anything heavy.
I got to fit in my suit.
Oh, shit. I do. I
meant for that night.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Just,
you and I have. Yeah. We're hosting an event, and I got to fit into a suit for that.
We're hosting
I might
two
be a
events.
Little bigger than I was last year at this time.
Me too, buddy.
I was actually Brandon Fraser's backup in The Whale. Or at least I thought I was. That's why I was eating like it. But anyway, y'all enjoy your weekend, and thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Ciao.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.